Mark Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Relax, it's flax on a Good Friday.
Boom, it's a Good Friday flax.
Oh, what's it? Good Friday flax. GFF.
Yeah, there you go. GFF. All right, flax, it is another powerful edition of Relax, it's flax. Producer Cat has given me some outcomes for today's show. Within the next however many minutes this is going to last for, Producer Cat, you want to achieve what objectives?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, cool. She's working on those. She'll be ready with those in a little bit.
How's that going with filling the studio with puppies for Relax It's Flax?
Ah, yes. Let's do an update quickly on the production of Relax It's Flax. Where are we at with the 40 Labrador puppies?
Lucky for you, I have an answer. I actually did contact someone, and she was like, we can't bring in the puppies. They're still too little. We can bring in the adults. I was like, no, we want puppies. She's like, no. We can't bring in the puppies.
No, you can bring in the adults. No,
you know what
we want cute. Puppies. The adults are not cute.
American pit bull puppies.
Oh,
those would be so nunu.
Guys, where do you, like, is there someone that just massively breeds puppies?
Puppy sanctuary.
Yeah, where's that?
But wait, you tried one person. You need to, you know.
Okay, so when they bring these puppies in, what do they get out of it?
Well,
just let the puppies run around. They get to play with humans, interact.
We'll promote them. We'll be like $4.99.
What?
On Twitter.
$4.99 for this Labrador.
On Twitter, we'll put out pictures about them.
We'll try to sell the puppies.
Yeah, we'll try to sell. We'll give them ads. We'll exchange adverts so they can be an ad for the dog.
Okay, what if they what if they're being bred to be bought?
Yeah, we're gonna try and sell them. We'll try and help. We'll help them sell the puppies to good people. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, we've already been working on the advert.
You said you want what kind?
Huh?
You want a Labrador?
Yes.
You said Golden Pitbull. Retriever. Yeah?
What is a Labrador?
Just get puppies. It doesn't matter where they're from or what they're about. Just get puppies. That's all. We've actually already got the advert for when we get the puppies in. Okay. Flax, you did the voiceover.
If you're looking for a companion. Feeling lonely late at night, coming home to an empty home, well, you can get a Labrador puppy. Comes to Cliff Central Studios for only $2.99 right now. If you buy one right now, we'll throw in an extra Labrador puppy free and a bowl for water.
Branded Cliff Central.
Pet Central.
We've run out of Cliff Central dog bowls, but we'll give you a Cliff Central cat bowl. Actually, what happened to the Cliff Central kittens? Didn't we have Cliff Central kittens? We did. Duncan had Cliff Central kittens.
Oh, those ones.
Yeah.
Duncan, where are your cats?
I ate them.
He ate them.
Oh my god.
With peanut butter.
This is what people say on this show.
All right. That concludes our segment on puppies. Hopefully one day we'll have them in the studio. Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? There you go. Okay, Flax. Let's get into what's happening here. You want to speak about a guy that got drunk.
So I read the title. Lad gets blind drunk in Essex. And that was like, you got to read the rest of the story. So this guy had a boozy night out in Essex. Ended up with £1,000 out of his pocket because he downed a dozen Jaeger bombs, a Coke, a 90-pound bottle of champagne. Then he headed to Spain.
He flew to Spain.
21-year-old flew to Spain.
Yeah.
All because he was drunk. He says he doesn't remember getting onto the bus to the airport or getting onto the plane. Because he booked the ticket on his cell phone while he was in the bus for like £200.
See, this doesn't sound like alcohol to me, though.
Got drunk and woke up in Spain, basically.
I don't know, bro. I mean, because how do you book a ticket, get through airport security without looking dodgy, all of that, and fly somewhere? The fly thing doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I don't know. I've
like
had those.
Getting on a plane when you're like mad drunk, organizing the plane, getting your checking in, not being thrown off the plane because you're just making such a disruption. Like,
I never understood how he was able to multitask the whole booking of the plane thing. But when you're drunk, you feel 6 foot bulletproof. You want to explore. You get these crazy ideas. You're like, oh, screw it. I'm going to do it.
Well, kudos to him for getting through that whole thing without being arrested.
Imagine having a life like that. That's like the coolest thing ever. Like the story.
But you could do it here. You could go. You could go to Deben.
It says here the 21-year-old decided to embrace his massive error in judgment and enjoy the sights and nightclubs in a 4-day impromptu trip.
This is what life should be about, bro.
It should all be about just spontaneity.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
There was one time in my life where I got drunk and I was like, guys, let's go to Cape Town. And then we were like, yeah, let's all go to Cape Town. We got in a cab and then we were all like, guys, when we land in Cape Town, we got nowhere to stay. And then we're like, okay, guys, maybe let's not go to Cape Town.
You should have just done it. What's the most, spontaneous thing you've ever done?
Probably one of those mad nights where like you start out at a club, then you go to the casino, then you go to the strip club, and then you walk out at like 7 a.m. and then you go home and sleep.
I have a very spontaneous friend, and I was in Thailand like 3-4 years ago. I'm not sure when it was. And we were Skyping. I was in, what was the name of that place again? Pai, P-A-I. I was in Pai in Thailand, which is an amazing place in the north of Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so what are you doing? And they were like, yeah, no, it's like the end of the year. Like I'm stuck in Joburg, whatever. So I said, you should just come. And they went on and they booked a ticket. And a few days later, they arrived in Thailand. They took the ferry from Bangkok to Koh Phi Phi, which is where we were at that point. We'd left from Pai and come down south.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spent a couple of, I think it was like 2 weeks, and celebrated New Year's together and everything. So yeah, they just booked the ticket like, and a few days later they were there.
Oh, wait. Remember 2 years ago on New Year's Eve? So we had New Year's Eve, Cliff Rocks here.
Yes.
Then the next day I decided I want to go to Cape Town, and I went to Cape Town for the weekend.
See, there you
that
go.
That was spontaneous.
You are spontaneous.
People
flats.
Need to start doing more spontaneous things. That's where Absolutely. Like life adventures, you learn stuff and.
Absolutely. Spontaneity though is also expensive.
Yes. It's like last minute booking of a plane ticket. You're paying like.
Well,
10
sometimes
times
it's
the price.
Cheaper. It depends.
Nah, I paid through my arse.
You can get like a last minute deal sometimes if it's an overseas flight. Locally also. But our local planes are pretty full.
I'm dying to go overseas. I need to go overseas this year.
You were overseas like 3 months ago.
I know, and it was so cool. Yeah. Like learning about the different cultures and what they do in certain places and what they eat and the language they speak and trying to learn that language. You know how much fun that is? Trying to learn a language in like 2 days.
It is very cool.
And trying to communicate.
All right. What else, bro?
Okay. So there's this new phone cover out.
Mm.
So you know like that awkward moment, like I'll see some big dude at gym and I want to take like a photo of him to send it to my friends and be like, bro, look how massive this dude is. Or if you see a cute girl and you want to send the lads like, this is my next girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
So it gets pretty awkward when you got to take a photo of them. So some dude invented a phone cover which has, it's got a prism in it. So you can actually hold your phone like a remote. And the prism sends the camera in a certain way.
That is fucking cool.
It's creepy as like.
No, it's really. Do you know why it's cool? Mm-hmm. Because it'll help a lot with Snapchat.
What do you mean?
No, because don't you find like, I find, I don't know how half the people on Snapchat do it, but they Snapchat themselves like, and it must just look so odd to the other person because you're holding your phone in front of you and you're Snapchatting yourself. So with this, it might look a little less dodgy.
What, that you're holding it as a
like,
remote
no,
facing you?
No, it could look like you're talking on the phone to someone, but you could actually be filming yourself for Snapchat. Because I think I would Snapchat a lot more. I just don't want to look like the dumb idiot that's in the middle of a shopping center holding his phone on selfie mode, speaking into it and recording.
But then you'd have to hold it horizontal.
But you'd
phone.
Be able to figure it out. I'm sure there's a way if you could... alternated, like if it could look like you were talking on the
You'd
phone.
You'd just take photos with it like holding a normal remote.
Yeah.
It's to take those photos and so that no one really sees you taking the photos. So it can go a bit of a creepy pervy way, but then it's also pretty cool that
it can go a very creepy pervy way.
Yeah. I mean, people slide their phone like under seats and shit like that.
So dodgy.com. Speaking of people taking photos of things they shouldn't, sometimes people like it when they take photos of things that they shouldn't. Those people are called porn stars. you've got a story about a very famous porn star.
So I was watching a video clip, a YouTube clip. Let me start off with that. A YouTube clip.
Was
of,
it on Pornhub?
No. It was of Brie Olsen, and she revealed how...
This is Charlie Sheen's...
Like ex-girlfriend
yeah,
or
something,
wife or something
yeah,
like
okay.
that.
She's a porn star, was a porn star.
Yeah, she like broke down during this clip saying how hard life is after she's now retired out the porn industry and no one takes her seriously and she's like slut shamed and everything. But like, I was trying to think, what do you go into after porn? Like, what industry do you go into? You can't become like an accountant and then everyone like in the office has seen your porn videos and you're about to audit like some massive files and they all recognize you only from porn.
Let's take a listen to some of this. She doesn't look that attractive.
Wait, are we
going
to listen
video?
To her porn?
No, we listen to her story.
Me into the mainstream world. So I have really gotten to the point where there are days to weeks at a time where I don't leave my house because I don't feel like facing the world of what has been created out there for me. I get so disappointed when I go out and I...
Okay, that's a minute in. Let's see how she was feeling 2 minutes in.
God, I never even... That is so simple. I guess like...
It's not looking good. Let's see 3 minutes in how she's feeling.
I don't know. I never even thought about that before.
Oh, yeah, cool. Not sounding so hot. Let's see, 4 minutes into the video where she's at emotionally.
Because of anything they want, and, you know, they have morality clauses. You can never work with children after you do porn. You can never work in a medical field after you do porn.
Why can't you work in the medical field? What's wrong with working in the medical field after you do porn?
Bro, I just don't know how good it looks to have porn on your CV.
Imagine porn stars like your CV.
It's a little hectic. Okay, let's just hear her round it up.
It's time for people to respect sex workers and respect women in all in total. Absolutely.
I respect porn stars. I mean, it's a job. End of the day, it's a job. You make money.
You know what? And I haven't seen it, but there's a documentary made by, it is Rashida Jones. Is Rashida Jones is the actress? Quincy Jones' daughter? Let me just double check here. It is Rashida Jones. She made a documentary about young women who are like 18 years old or whatever who do porn and how they get sucked into this whole world of porn and that kind of thing.
Yeah, because there's tons of money like to be made.
But it's the typical come to LA, be a star, do porn kind of thing and then they get trapped in this whole world or whatever. I feel bad for Brie Olsen. I do kind of think though that her Charlie Sheen angle has probably also complicated her existence a little bit. And she hasn't been in that whole thing, not that he has at all, but the most graceful public figure.
Was he dating her when she was a porn star or before?
Let's have a look. Yeah, Charlie Sheen, Brie Olsen.
Because she's been doing porn for years.
Well, then it was definitely before, but of course she is his ex-girlfriend.
Knowing Charlie probably dated her while she was doing porn. Probably he was attracted to her because she was a porn star.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all kind of, you know what? It's, I think you get sucked into, well, apologies for the word, but you get pulled into this sort of whole world. And if you're not careful, you can wake up and you can be like, shit, what have I done? Because that stuff lives forever. You know, you take your clothes off and it's on a camera. It's never going to be deleted off the iCloud. So that sucks for her. It's bad for her.
You can't use the word sucks.
Sorry, yeah, okay. I feel bad for her. I hope that she, you know, gets that teaching gig.
Well, I'm sure she made a lot of money from porn.
Yeah.
I'm sure they make like, she did a lot of videos and they get per video.
Yeah, but it's not a great existence that. I don't know. Producer Kat, would you ever do porn?
What is happening back there?
Producer Kat, hello, hi. Would you ever do porn?
No.
Okay,
cool. What do you take me for?
Well, there you go.
I'd rather live on the streets.
Okay. Duncan Wood, who's behind you.
I mean, obviously.
In fact, Duncan, do you want to tell us if you would do porn or not, how much it would cost for you to...
How much he would want them to pay him.
Yeah. Duncan, what would your hourly rate be?
I just love sex, man. I'll do this shit for free, man.
Okay. Would there be anything off limits?
Yeah, nothing up my ass, man.
Okay. Cool. Isn't that great? Duncan's girlfriend is sitting in the room.
Oh, my God. Is that his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
awkward.
It's
Palesa, right? Yes, okay. Palesa, just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down on this. In fact, yeah, I didn't realize you would talk to me, but if you will, come to the microphone there.
She's
got flu, Shem. Oh, no. You better get to... how's it going, Palesa?
I'm doing very well, and yourself?
Good. You and Duncan have been going strong for so long now.
Yeah, it's been quite some time.
How many months has it been?
No, actually on years now.
Years? How many years?
We go here for 2 years.
What's he teaching you about yourself?
Nothing for now.
So you're just waiting. Maybe, you know, 2.5 years, something will pop in.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that moment.
Okay, but the two of you are in love, though.
Yes, no, definitely. I'm in love with him. I don't know about him, though.
Oh.
I can't talk for him.
No, don't say that, because it's all a power play with men. You can't tell him that you're in love with him. He needs to never know where he stands with you.
No, yeah. That's true. I've learned something today. I'll definitely be doing that.
Like, you should just have Tinder on your phone and then accidentally let him see it, and then he'll be like, what's going on? Keep him constantly in the dark.
No, I'll definitely do that.
Okay.
In 3 words, how would you best describe Duncan?
He's very crazy. He's crazy. He's funny. He's spontaneous. You never know what he's going to do next.
Okay. There you go. Same way you describe a serial killer. What else, Flax?
Okay, so I came across today, and I don't know if it's true or if these are figures are accurate, but I came across how much South African rappers get paid for a verse.
Ah, tell me.
Now, I got this before it goes viral. Because, let me pull it
what
up on
What site
my phone.
Was this on?
Oh, I got connections, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start at the bottom. Nasty C, how much do you think he gets paid?
He's pretty new in the game, probably about 25
grand?
Yeah.
Okay, you like close. Him and Okomalum
Coolcat. Okomalum Coolcat.
Okomalum Coolcat gets 20 grand a verse.
Okay, power.
So that's just if you want them to be on the song. MT and Kid X, they get
how 30?
Much? No, they get 25.
Okay.
So have they been in the game longer?
Yeah, I think Nasty needs to up his rate. He should be higher than MT and Kid X because he's got more buzz on him right now.
See, I'm looking at this list now and I see Questa and Reason are different. And I thought they should be on par. I mean,
why? I would imagine Questa's more than Reason.
Yeah, but I thought Reason's like on
par.
Nah,
Questa's bigger. Questa just had the biggest song in the country with Ngutu a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I remember that. Reason comes in 25 grand.
Yeah.
Questa, 35 grand.
Okay.
Okay, now our boy Delez, how much do you think he's charging?
45.
No, he's the same as Questa, 35.
35, huh?
35. Okay. Imagine getting 35 grand for just being a verse. Ricky Rick?
40.
No, same as Delez, eh?
Shoes, okay.
But Anati comes in with 80,000.
For a verse. But I would imagine that's him producing it as well.
Just 80,000.
But Anati's like 80 grand for a beat also.
Yeah. Doesn't he mainly produce?
Yeah, produce. He mixes. He was here on Monday. He is so talented, that guy. I have to tell you, he's one of the most talented people on the South African music scene.
See, I'm a bit curious what he's done with his money, because he used to be driving Ferraris, and then I saw him and he wasn't driving Ferraris.
I don't know
if he's blown all his cash like a sort of a Scott Storch sort of thing. Casper, your vest?
50.
Okay, let me actually do AKA first.
Okay.
So AKA, they just say nothing less than 60 grand.
Okay.
Casper, your vest, 100 grand.
Jeez.
Imagine earning 100 grand. And...
But then Casper has to go and pay, like, I think it was The Game that featured on one of his tracks, like half
really?
A million.
The Game?
For a verse, yeah. I think so. I think it was yes, The Game. I don't know. Let me double check.
How come KO comes in with... We won't even say how much he costs because he's exorbitant.
Because
KO's big.
And
he won't even do collab songs. Does KO not work with others?
Yeah, Casper did work with The Game off the album Refuel, where it was off a track called Cooking in the Something. Google hasn't let me finish it yet. Cooking in the Kitchen, produced by Gunja Beats. But I did hear that The Game was a $500,000 to feature on that. Yeah. So Casper might, you know, he has to do 5 verses on other people's tunes in order to get the 1 verse with The Game. It's tricky. What do you charge for a verse?
I'll go in for like maybe 10 grand.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
But I wonder why KO doesn't work with other people.
I'm sure he does.
No, it says, yeah, KO doesn't
do verse. Oh, if the money's right, he will.
He says he loves the music, so he'll come on a song, but he won't get paid to do a verse. That's what I meant.
Ah.
He won't get paid to do a verse. So he's in the game for the right reasons.
It's impressive. What else, bro?
Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber.
This is big news.
This is like a roller coaster.
What's going on?
The other day I saw Justin Bieber, he Instagrammed a photo of Selena and him kissing and said feels.
Yeah.
Like what the hell's up with that?
The feels.
And then Justin did a concert in, I think it was a Staples Center.
Yeah, he's been playing there recently.
And Selena Gomez was front stage busy listening to Justin. She even climbed in his car afterwards where Justin dropped her off where she was staying for the night. And then he went to go party with Kanye, Kim, Dave Chappelle, Nate Diaz.
I think that they just are on and off. They can't quite decide.
She claims they're not hooking up. I'm pretty sure they're
hooking up. It works for them. They both get so much publicity out of it.
She just released, what's that song? Can't Keep My Hands to Myself?
Yeah.
She can use Justin to publicize it.
I have to tell you, I was a little envious watching, the guy that hosts the morning show on BBC Radio 1 in the UK is called Nick Grimshaw.
Yeah, I know.
And, I was watching his Snapchats. He basically was delivered personally from Scooter Braun and Justin Bieber all the merchandise from the Purpose World Tour.
What, did you say personally delivered?
Well, he got a box from the tour then.
Oh.
Like everything that there is from like the vests to the hoodies to the shirts to the long sleeve shirts, like all the merch. I thought that was pretty dope. It's really dope merch that you can only get, at the actual sort of performances or whatever. But it's cool. But have you seen what's been happening with Bieber not wanting to do the meet and greets?
Yeah. Apparently he was doing a meet and greet and one of the girls who was on the watch list, like she's crazy fan and not allowed to do the meet and greet. She got through security and it created like a big, big buzz, like security warning.
But also he said that he's too tired to do them.
Yeah. He says it's too draining. They expect too much. And it even said one girl gave him flu.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got to be kept in a nice little bubble.
But I mean,
how did the interview with Adam Braun go?
Yeah, that was a great interview. He's a cool dude. I'm still gunning to get Justin
Scooter
on the show.
Scooter Braun's brother, Pencils of Promise, and then obviously you want to try and get Justin by doing that.
Listen, it's not impossible to get Justin. I mean, BBC does it. Everyone else does it.
Yeah, we're Cliff Central.
Yeah, you just got to go the right route to get Justin. I mean, you can't just speak directly to Jacob Zuma. You've got to go through the right route, his PR or his publicist or this.
To get him. Absolutely. Mm. It's good. I'm glad that you're hustling on that.
Got to climb the ladder.
Any other Justin Bieber news to be aware of?
That's all that's actually been happening. Apparently his concert's been unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I watch it on everyone's Snapchats.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. On you Kim watch and Kanye's
Kim, and there's some other people that I follow on Snapchat that I've seen have been out at his concert. It looks really cool. He's got, you were telling me he has like a jumping castle.
No. So he's got trampolines. He jumps on legit trampolines. And
very cool.
He's on a stage which at one point like hovers over the audience and he legit dances on top of the audience.
So cool.
Moving on from Justin Bieber. I've got a chart here that explains why men get unwanted erections throughout the day.
Sure, let's get into it.
So it's because our testosterone levels fluctuate all the time. So it says here, let me read this chart. So 8 a.m. is when our testosterone levels at nanograms per deciliter are at 350. So that's quite high, so we'll probably get an erection at 8 a.m.
I remember hearing Ben on Gareth's show speak about the fact that if you get an erection in the morning, it means that you are properly caught up on sleep and that it's a sign that you're ready to go for the day.
Oh, he possibly did, but the reason you get an erection in the morning is because your bladder is full from the night before and it pushes up against whatever gives you the erection, and that's why you get an erection. All is you got to do is go pee and your erection will go away.
Okay.
It says here, there's sort of a decline in your testosterone levels at 8 p.m. So that's okay. When your testosterone and your erection won't happen.
So now all these oaks that go and mess with their testosterone levels.
It messes up.
It stuffs you up. Eh? Yeah. This is what all the bodybuilders and the guys on.
That's why they battle to get erections.
Okay. But they, or maybe they don't battle, but they just get it at random hours of the day.
It says here, between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m., your testosterone levels are at the highest, and that is when you're prone to get erections.
Okay.
And that makes sense why, like, people will leave with girls at clubs and then go home and have sex and stuff. Because your testosterone's pumping.
So, how does it work with alcohol and erections, though?
I think alcohol, once again, what does alcohol do? I think alcohol makes you horny.
No.
I'm pretty sure alcohol makes you horny.
No, because I'm thinking of whiskey dick.
Oh, that's a point where you're so drunk, you can't even get an erection because
okay, yeah.
you're actually just too drunk. Your body can't function. There's so many neuron nerves and stuff are getting blocked from the alcohol. Can't send signals to your penis that
sure,
is time.
This is really interesting because I've never Urban Dictionary'd whiskey dick. I knew of it, but there's other meanings to it as well. So, for instance, a penis that's been jerked off so much and so often that it can no longer ejaculate during sex.
Oh, sis.
That's hectic. How much masturbating do you have to do for that to be your situation?
I know men produce a lot of sperm, like, on an hourly basis. I think I read somewhere that you take 30 minutes to sort of build up your sperm count again.
Hmm.
Something like that.
It's interesting. Just, I really do love Urban Dictionary, huh?
Some things are funny on there, but you can go put up anything on there and Oaks will read it.
Just every day. You know, today they've got a brand new word.
What is it?
Slobbed her down is a new term.
Slobbed her down.
That's a lot of passionate kisses. Baby beard. When a man attempts to grow a beard, but his facial hair is so thin and inconsistent, it's as if it was a baby beard. Lady cork is an alternative term for a tampon. I said that wrong. It's wait, how was the tone supposed to be for that? A lady cork is a tampon. I said it as if like lady cork, the tone was wrong because I didn't know the meaning of it. Shiitake is
shiitake.
Oh no.
No. Food or something?
No. Shiitake. That's nasty.
Wait, you got to tell us.
Well, I don't know what bukkake is. What's bukkake?
Oh no, I know what bukkake is.
Okay,
no,
so
that's disgusting.
But then shiitake is replacing the semen with the
oh no!
See, I'm glad I don't know what bukkake is.
There's
okay.
No ways people do that.
Okay. Oh. I'm glad I don't know what bukkake is.
Yeah, there's no ways people. I rate that's made up. There's no ways people do that.
Okay, so in a sentence, it would be: my girl made her famous chili for dinner, and I gave her shiitake for dessert.
Oh. It includes bowel movements and I think people eating it.
Oh yeah, I'm glad I don't know what bukkake is. Mm. This is the same reason that I never wanted to know what truffle butter really means.
Do you still don't know? I don't know myself.
I don't know. Okay. Producer Kat, you know what truffle butter is, hey? Hang on.
Unfortunately.
Okay, cool. I never ever want to know. No one must ever tell me. Okay. What else, Flax?
Okay, so there's
only one last story here, bro.
BBC reporter cooks part of his own leg to get taste of human flesh. Did you know it's illegal to eat human flesh?
Yes, I didn't know it as a fact, but I would have assumed.
Why is it illegal? Like, if I want to eat my own flesh, I should be allowed to.
No. What are you talking about?
Like, why is it illegal?
Okay, fine. You go on and be a cannibal, Flax.
Like, what happens if somebody dies of natural causes and they donate their body to be eaten? Like, what's wrong with that? It's the same as being cremated or something.
Just rather go to Woolworths.
I don't see what's wrong with someone agreeing to be
this
eaten.
This has changed my entire opinion on you, but okay.
How's it illegal to
eat? You can't eat other human beings, bro.
Say I want to eat myself.
There's no say I want to. You cannot eat yourself or other human beings. It's not a thing. Eating yourself or another person is not a thing.
But you can get arrested for eating yourself.
Yeah, it's good because it's not a thing, bro. It's not a thing.
So anyway,
frankly, now we know what happened to that finger.
What he did was he went for like tests and stuff. They drew out some like bone marrow or something, and then they duplicated the aromas and taste of his bone marrow.
This is dumb. This is research we don't need.
He wanted to make scientific history, so they.
It's unnecessary. I'm all for science, but this is unnecessary. It's unnecessary for humans to know what humans taste like. That is not a necessary thing.
Curiosity.
No, there's so many other things to be curious about. Like, rather focus on covering the elections really well. Get on with your bad self at the BBC. This is unnecessary information.
What do you think human tastes like?
I don't want to know. I have no desire to know what human tastes like.
Apparently it's pretty lamby. That is what he said.
Are you into this, Kat?
I mean, I have, like, there was a movie I watched that was based on a true story, about this, like, I think it was a German soccer team that were in a plane accident, and the plane crashed in the mountains. And so they were stuck in the mountains for months and months, and they ended up having to eat the players that had died.
No,
it's a true story.
I don't care, right? They should have starved. It's not
death.
A thing to eat other human beings. Like, that's not a thing.
Yeah, so they froze the bodies and they just cut the meat. And
it's not a thing.
When you're hungry and stranded in the mountains after a plane crash, like.
No, just rather die.
Thing.
Rather die.
No.
Because survival, you can survive, but then you have to live with yourself.
If I was in that situation, stranded and needed food, I'd eat somebody for sure.
Oh, jeez.
And I'd feel nothing.
I can't associate with you people.
Because that's what you need to do to survive.
But survive and then live what life, knowing that you've eaten other human beings?
Oh, the person was dead.
No. It's just nasty.
There's no difference.
This is what differentiates us from animals, is that we have a conscience, we have morality, we have an idea of what's right and of what's wrong. It's wrong to eat another human being.
Otherwise,
we really are animalistic. But there's something about having a conscience and a brain that functions in a way that gives you ideas of what other things are, that it's just not a thing. It's not a thing. I'm not traveling anywhere on a plane with you, Flax, because if that plane crashes and you survive, I'm not gonna be your lunch.
Are you gonna be lamb?
No,
like lamb.
That is just nasty. I'd never be able to. I'd be throwing up at the thought of it.
No, once you cook good, I doubt you can see a difference. I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's where we'll leave it. how do we touch base all day?
You can follow me on Instagram, Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. Twitter, Michael Flax as well. Facebook, Michael Flax. Snapchat, though, is Mike Flax, MikeFlax. I think that's all my social media.
Power. There you go. Let's make a Snapchat quickly with you now that we can put out a little later. Maybe you want to tell me why you want to eat human beings. You've got 10 seconds to say whatever you want in 3, 2, 1.
Yo, go follow me on Snapchat, Mike Flax, MikeFlax. Also, go to the Cliff Central website and download Relax It's Flax.
Power. There you go. With a couple of seconds to spare, that's Mike Flax for today's edition of Relax It's Flax. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. You'll be back Monday morning, 6 a.m., right?
No, Tuesday morning. We got Monday off for a long weekend.
But I thought that you guys were doing the show on Monday.
There will be some awesome replays happening for the Gareth Cliff Show on Monday.
Power. There you go. Well, we'll be live on Monday between 4 and 6. All right. That there is today's edition of Relax It's Flax. Dude, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks. I didn't know I was supposed to. I thought like that was a dope ending, but okay. Thank you for it. Thank you. Have a good weekend. This is so all good. Good night. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.